So you're in front of Cafe Del Sport. So you're in front of Cafe Del Sport now. Start walking down Prince Street. Passing St. Leonard's Church on your right. There's some basketball courts over across the street on the right. Dino's is over on your left. They actually have unbelievable subs. I highly recommend going there if you're hungry. Personally, my favorite is the tomato and mozzarella sub. The caprese, man, it's just delicious. You're going to cross over Salem Street right here up in front of you and go towards Bova's Bakery. Now you're on the other side of Salem Street, right? Walk past Bova's and keep walking along Prince Street as you listen.
Here's Dick Lear, an award-winning Boston journalist and co-author of The Underboss, The Rise and Fall of a Mafia Family.
Hi, I'm Dick Lear. The North End is peaceful now. Visitors identify the neighborhood with Paul Revere and the old North Church. Continue to walk up Prince Street. But you know, the streets of the North End were long a protective cover for a more sinister kind of rebel, the Boston Mafia. You're headed to 98 Prince Street, where one of the most daring chapters in Boston crime history took place back in 1981. The North End was the perfect haven for the Boston Mafia. You're approaching its old headquarters, ruled by the Angiulo brothers, Frankie, Mikey, Nicky, Danny, and the boss, Jerry Angiulo. The FBI just couldn't penetrate the North End. People were too tight here. The neighborhood was like the mafia's own security system. And up here, on your left, is 98 Prince Street, an inconspicuous little building that was the Angiulo Fortress.
Hi, this is Bob Fitzpatrick, and I was the FBI chief for the Organized Crime Squad in Boston. Hey, look. There's only one way to get Jerry. That's Jerry Angiulo. He's the boss of the mafia in Boston. We had to put a bug in there. Angiulo never thought we were crazy enough to break in and bug his own headquarters. Get that? Hey, picture this now. It's a freezing night, really, really cold. It's January 19th, 1981, and the streets are empty, cold wind blowing down. Two guys, a gal, coming down the street, and they're both swigging whiskey. They hop up these stairs, and they pick that lock, and then bang, we're inside. And just like that, imagine that. FBI agents were now in mafia headquarters. And you know what? The place didn't even have an alarm. Nothing. Our agents, we were just like shadows. We're in there installing the bugs in the ceiling, in the walls, and then we're through. We creep out of there. We're down these steps, right in front of you. And boom, we disappear into the night. You know, we heard the mafia like no one else ever heard him before. We heard Jerry, invisibly sitting on his lap. Oh, the guy, he had a temper. Angry guy. You really don't want to piss him off. And the guy would talk business. But then all of a sudden, every night, 7:30, the guy would turn on a TV and he'd only watch Wild, Wild World of Animals. Get it? Here's a guy, a predator, sitting there watching predators. What a guy. But you know, it was worth it. We got everything on tape. We got Jerry's loan sharking. We got his gambling ring. We got extortion. And most important, we got this.
Let me put it to you this way. If you had this kid, then he goes to the grand jury, you're gonna get indicted. Strangle him. Get rid of him. Hit him in the f***ing head.
We busted Jerry right at Francesca's. Francesca's is a little pizza place right around the corner. And that's where we nailed him. I brought the FBI agents in, and we busted him, sitting right there at the table. I looked him in the eye, and I said, Jerry? And he said, yeah. I said, Bob Fitzpatrick, FBI, you're under arrest. The guy looked at me kind of cold, and I said, look, Jerry, don't give me any problems. If any of your guys cause any problems, then you're going to have a bigger problem. And let me remind you, Jerry, it's your voice on the tape. You did yourself in. Well, the judge put him away. And he put him away for a pretty long time. And here we are, 98 Prince Street. You know, it's not much to look at. And people go by every day, and they don't know what happened here. This was out of the movies. In fact, it was better than the movies. And I can tell you that.
All right, now. You're going to cross to the other side of Prince Street, on the other side from 98 Prince. Turn around and walk down the street, back towards Hanover. That's the Corner Cafe up ahead on the left. It's a good local place, you know, pretty cheap drinks for the city of Boston. They actually, believe it or not, have free pasta and salad every Tuesday night. Not a bad deal if you're in town and you want to meet some local people. Cross Salem Street here and keep on walking. Stop walking here when you see the basketball courts on your left. Before I moved across the harbor, I used to live in this neighborhood, and I'd come here and play basketball on these courts all the time. One Sunday morning, I remember it was about 9 a.m., my older brother came in and visited me, and we were shooting around on these courts, and a very dapper older gentleman passed us by, and he sat on one of the benches over on the left, and he started talking to us and telling us the various life lessons that he had learned in his 80-something years on this planet. Not the least important of which was to always tip your hat to a lady, even if she's a whore. It's true. True story. Very good advice from a local man. And I've followed it ever since. Cool. Now keep walking up Prince Street. Let's go. Walk past that beautiful peace garden on your left, past the lambs and the angels. Man, it's so beautiful here in the spring and the summer. Just beautiful. I keep walking. You're back at Hanover Street now. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to pause the tour and cross over Hanover Street. Meet me.